Simon Samarvav, Ois Tess, the Kitsa Shukhanov. Him and Loisin, Roisin, Shemakabal, Nitin, Loishtar, Foy, Poshut. The Amit, the Choyka Medina. If the one is receiving the money, wants that he should be given a strong Tafoy, the Ayyun Lot, that is accepted in the country. The Tashim, and Makabal, Yisom, and Rafroy, Yomas, Yehim, Log, and Ekel, Likvay, Loisin, 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 Well, it's a special document that you can't get it out of the one who gave the money to if you go to the courts. It's about So the kids, they make a special document so that if this person dies or whatever reason it is, he won't be able to get from the person who gave him the money, he'll be able to use the document to the courts to get the money. So in the document it says Shalom. Between them, they say, look, I want a heter iska, so we'll make up his heter iska, but we have a document that says it's a loan. Loi mahani does not help. You cannot make a legal loan and call it a halachic iska. Even if the shtar is only on the principle, if even Shanaisi Yopalikus called Mois, the shtar for the Shuli Yoto, she has to borrow also. You said before that the human has to be made in a fashion that it is possible to get a loss. Maybe not probable, but it's possible to get a loss. But here it's impossible to get a loss because he has a document that clearly says it's a loan. Therefore, it is a Even the one who's receiving the money, trust the one who's giving the money as an honest person, savvy. Since you have a technical document that is mechayiv to give back the amount under all conditions, even though you believe the guy that there'll be a loss, you won't have to pay back, doesn't help. You make two documents. One, a document for the authorities, that's a loan. Another document between the two of them, that is iska. Even so, doesn't help. We're concerned that since the one who gave the money had two documents, one is a regular shtachoyv and the one's iska, you may cause to disappear the shtar iska and the collector the shtachoyv. Then hetel is ela she has shlichus and shtar iska biatcholish. The only way out is they have to have a third party who they both trust who's going to hold the shtar iska. Or that the one who's taking the loan is holding the shtar iska. In other words, if the shtar iska is going to be by the one who's giving the loan, we're concerned that it'll disappear and collect with the other one. If the shtar iska is by a third party or by the one who's taking the loan, then whenever he's demanded to pay, he can always put out the shtar iska and pass it himself if necessary under those circumstances. Or he writes on the shtachov itself. This is ayoyunot, but it is contingent to the shtar iska. Or the chol apachas yachto eidim she shtachov to the shtar iska. Or we have special eidim that see that this chol is an iska, then it works. Chol apanim elul afilu imichlal the shtachov v'keren in the level shtachov dom. Once you have the proper shtar iska, then you don't have to specify what is the principle, what is the profit. So the kids, there's a big problem. You have the malver, the one who's loaning the money, has a document that he can collect under all circumstances, cannot take rivers, no matter what they do. The only way out of it is that document should be given over to a third party, to the loaner, or it's written in the document itself, and this is contingent to a shtar iska.